I'm throwing so much code and so many types and shadows and anti-types out there that it has to change the matrix. People have to start waking up. This something's got to change. Decoded the language, the phonics, the colors, the shapes, the symbols, the hologram. If somebody's not waking up now, I don't know. Somebody who needs to wake up. By the grace of God, He allowed me to see it. So when you look at an object, it's an object lesson. And your senses, your five senses, are to bring you back to your senses, your spiritual senses. Your body's a vessel. Your body's a temple, a ship. So when they bring the food in to the front of the ship, front of the temple, they'd burn it, they'd kill it, wash it, go in the temple. The animal would make an offering, and then the wood, hay, and stubble part is burnt up. So your body's like that. You chew the food. You turn over you chew the cud of the food, and it goes in your stomach, and it goes out, and it's exhaust, just like a car has exhaust. Your body's a temple. Your house is a temple. Your job is a temple. The temple typology is in everything. Even when you go to a bar, the word bar goes back to temple. Everything is a typology of the temple. A tavern, you go to a bar, which is a tavern, and tavern goes back to temple. You congregate. Your body has a bunch of bones and muscles congregating, attached, connected, joints, joint, J-O-I-N-T, joint, joined together. Many members to make up the body. So your body has many members to make up a whole. The church has many members to make the whole. A dead corporation has many members to make a whole. A house has many parts to make the whole. I don't even know what else to say about it. It's so obvious that we're walking around temples. The angels have their own kind of body. You have a clay body. The angels have a body. All the creatures have a body. And the side of your forehead is called a temple for a reason. Your mind is like mining gold. You turn it over in your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Mind your P's and Q's. Mind your P's and Q's. Turn it over in your mind. You're mining for gold, truth. You're digging deeper into the truth. You're stretching forth into the spirit realm with your mind. You're trying to see into the spirit realm with your mind's eye, not the third eye, but the Holy Spirit, your mind. I'm not talking about a third eye. I'm talking about your mind. Just line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. The types and the shadows and the anti-types, the object lessons. When you use a typewriter, you hit a button, right? So you take your finger and you hit a button, and that typewriter pushes it on a ribbon. Ribbon Eve is the rib. So the typewriter, you pierce it, it hits the ribbon, and it makes a copy. It produces a copy, a manuscript. Eve is the rib. The seed goes into the womb and makes a copy of the man. It's a trip, to be honest with you. The whole thing is a trip. Ribbon. That's why women like plants and flowers and pictures and earthly stuff. Even though Mother Nature is pure evil, kill you. The hot and the cold will kill you. But it looks nice, don't it? In the pictures and the photos. But if you get real close, it's just a bunch of dirt, you know. You get real close to the trees and the dirt, it's just dirt, and you look at a leaf and it's probably got a bug or something eating through it. From the distance it looks nice, but you get up close to it, it's trouble. Trying to dig through the earth is rough if you've ever done it. Trying to break up that hard clay. It's like trying to break up a hard-hearted heart. A hard-hearted heart is no different than hard clay, trying to pierce it and break it into its pieces and show it sin, and its sin stinks to the high heaven. But the hard heart don't want to hear it. The hard heart's got its own agenda. Really sad, man.